Libera-nos, Deus nostro, nomine Patris et Filio et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I beg your pardon for my sins, the grace to spend this time of prayer fruitfully. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. We are here now with our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to imagine that we are at the foot of the cross, because among other things we are preparing ourselves always for the Mass, and the Mass is the presence of the sacrifice of the cross. Now we, this is a special Sunday, a Sunday of Misericordia. Let us remind ourselves what it means. Misericordia, sorry if I repeat myself, it's not just mercy. We are used to say mercy, Sunday of mercy. Yes, okay, but incomplete in English. The actual, the original name is Misericordia. What does it mean? Misericordia has a wider content, wider really, than in English mercy. Mercy in English is the attitude of a person who, being in a position to demand something from someone, he forgives. He forgives a debt. He forgives a retribution that is due to him. He does not punish a person. This is mercy. Okay? Please have mercy on me, please. Means, please, don't demand this from me. I cannot pay you. And the other person does not insist anymore. But it doesn't say what is inside the other person. Can do so because he is sick and tired. Can do so because he understands that he is impossible. This is a person so poor, he cannot pay anything. So why am I wasting my time? It can be even an egoistic way in this point of view. No, misericordia is more than that. Includes this, yes, the forgiving of the debt, but it adds another factor. It adds a wide horizon, which means compassion. It adds compassion. Compassion, compatere, means to feel the same as the other person. To feel one with the other person. Your sin, I take on my shoulders. Your misery, I cleanse it. So it's a desire to be one with the person who suffers, to be identified, to bring that person to himself, to include that person inside his heart. That's why we have to keep this in mind. It's not mercy. It's a, well, a translation, but very, very, very deficient. It's mercy and compassion, if you want to say, but that's my point of view, or misericordia, which includes mercy and compassion at the same time. This first meditation, we go to our Lord in the cross that we have been contemplating this past Holy Week. Jesus died on the cross. Of course, this misericordia of God, mercy and compassion, is shown all throughout his life, from the very first moment that he becomes man for us. Why? Because he loves us. He loves me. He became man for, to begin with. Continuing with that life in Nazareth, 30 years, all throughout, but in this moment, let us focus or the foot of the cross. Let's accompany Jesus. Imagine that you are there. Touch the wood of the cross. Learn from Jesus' compassion. Let us visualize ourselves together with our Mother Mary, with St. John, with the other Marys there. Further on, we see the Roman soldiers, the Jews observing the crowd, and we are there in Mount Calvary, accompanying our Lord. He's suffering, but I suffer with him. He suffers so that I become more faithful. He suffered to gain my love, to conquer my attention. He comes to me, and he is God. If you receive a visitor in your house, you prepare the visit. If that visitor is an important, very important person, all the more you prepare the house. What dress you wear, how you see to it that nothing is missing. If that person comes not just to pay a visit, but to bestow on you a great favor, how will your heart be beating in with fast because you have a great love for that person who is so important and comes to see you in your own humble abode. Well, this is Jesus Christ. And he comes not just to eat and drink something. He comes to die for you. This is what we are doing now. We have to let our heart react. Mercy from him, compassion from him, yes. But it has to find a mirror image in you and me. To imitate his mercy with the others, to imitate his compassion with him first and then with the others, should lead us to be more faithful. Continue looking at him on the cross. The gospel tells us, the gospel of St. Luke, be misericordioso, that is, have mercy and compassion in the same manner that your Father in heaven, God, is compassionate and mercy. You see, he's talking about reproducing in us the same sentiments that he has now in the cross. Learn from him. Touch the cross. What kind of wood is it? St. Augustine says, we do not know. Now it seems that further research, because now with scientific research, they have analyzed the different lineum crucis, that is, relics of the Holy Cross throughout the world. Seems to coincide that is cedar, a kind of cedar, probably from Lebanon, a noble wood, hardwood. What kind of wood is the cross? It's the same kind of wood that the professorial chair of our Lord is made, because the cross is a professorial chair, is teaching us like a teacher. So that wood is the wood of a chair. A chair where Jesus sits down to teach us. So prepare yourself to learn from him. Tell him, Lord, I'm listening. Call him as Mary Magdalene called him when she realized it was not the gardener, but he was Jesus. What did she say? Rabboni means teacher, master. Why? Because he was ready to learn. And we are learning, and we are ready to learn more. Lord, help me to reproduce in myself the same sentiments of misericordia in my heart, because you are misericordioso, full of mercy and compassion. This is the law of God. This is the same idea that our Lord demands from us in the commandment of love. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, you see. Thank you, Lord, because you are not asking me something that you have not experienced first. You are asking from me something that you are living right now with me, there in Calvary, and now in the Calvary of my life. Lord, that I may be able to look into your eyes. You are inviting me to be one with you. You came, you are here now to transform me. Your gift is your divinity. Somehow you want to make me a child of yours. But I'm human. But you want to divinize me, to be more like you. You bring me these gifts, your divinity. And you took from me, from us, our humanity. He became human to be able to die on the cross as I see you. What an unfair exchange. We give you our limited humanity, full of limitations, full of pain. You take it, you embrace it, you took it from Mary, and you bring us your divinity. You bestow on us the Holy Spirit. Lord, help me to understand your misericordia, because this is what misericordia is all about, that an equal exchange. And yet, why do I resist your love? Why I have reticence in my heart, an unwillingness to accept the gift, a complaint to give, as if I were giving too much in exchange, when in fact there is no comparison. Would you give me what I give you? Come to me, stay with me, my Jesus. It demands your love, but not just sentimental love. It demands from me a love of commitment, a misericordia of commitment, which means he wants to bring you to his house, to enjoy with him forever and ever. But you have to go to that house, our real house, well prepared. What vestments are you going to wear? Are you going to go there with overalls and chinelas? Ang pangit naman. Style mo bulok. You have to wear a new vestment. That's why today is Dominica in Albis, when the newly baptized wear that white vestment that had been wearing for the whole week after baptism in ancient church. That vestment of purity. That verse means of getting rid voluntarily, willingly, lovingly, of anything that separates me from you, my love, my Lord. This is the kind of disposition, this is the kind of vestment that the Lord is expecting us to wear. He wants to take you by the hand and tell you, come with me. Enter the portals of heaven. What are you going to say? Here I am, Lord, willing to be one with you. And he says, do you really want? Yes, Lord. Well, be co-redeemer with me. Be one with me in this work of redemption, bringing the entire world to the foot of the cross. The Lord says, I want to be put up there in that cross, crucified. But I want you to help me to bring the entire world to the foot of the cross. Omnia traam ad me ipsum. Let's come closer to this divine master, divine teacher, ready to learn what he is teaching us, not once, but constantly, throughout our life, throughout our day today, he's going to teach us with the little joys that fill our day, with the little contradiction, very little, that also come. You remember how I was telling you that when the disciples went fishing the whole night and they caught nothing, they came to the shore and they recognized the Lord. Why? Because sometimes we don't recognize the Lord. Looks as if he takes different aspects. No, what does it mean? Why he didn't recognize? Because it's like that. The Lord appears in different manners, in different ways. He appears to us in the joys, as I was saying. He appears to us in the little adversities. He appears to us in our ordinary work, in our daily routine, in the pandemia. The Lord appears. But what was he doing in the beach? He had prepared a fire to grill, to broil the fish. That's it. So if we feel the heat, it's because the Lord is preparing breakfast. We are going to take breakfast. I don't mean now, but in heaven, more than breakfast. It's a great meal. It's a banquet in heaven. The Lord himself speaks of a banquet. But what does he put in the fire to be broiled? Fish. Bring the fish here. Put the fish here. And what is the fish? Jesus Christ. He is the Ichthus, Jesus Christus, Vios, Theou, Soter, Ichthus, the fish. When we put the fish, Jesus Christ, there, the fish was the symbol of Christ in the early Christians. That's why you see in the catacombs that sketch of a fish. When we put the fish in the fire, then we have a good result. We have a meal. Am I putting Jesus in this fire of the passion, in that fire of the contradiction, in that fire of the little suffering? You have to put the fish there. You have to put Christ. You have to put there his love and face these little contradictions and these great joys to enjoy them, to continue on, accompanied by Jesus, with Jesus at the foot of the cross, embracing the wood of the cross. Let's continue learning from the Master. But it's not the Master you know, sometimes the master, well, I give you the lesson, the class, the lecture, and then it's up to you. I'm both imo. I don't care. I just, if you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, sorry, I'm not going to repeat it. No, not at all. That's not the attitude of Jesus. He's very interested that you don't miss anything from his lesson. He wants to make you a good disciple of his. He will not leave you if you don't leave him. Thank you, Lord. What great consolation these words bring to me. Look at the wood. Continue looking at it. That man who is God, nailed there, dying. But he's also a teaching, a teacher teaching. He's teaching us a science that only he possesses because it's his own. Lord, you are teaching me the lesson of love, limitless love, which only God can possess because you are God and you are infinite. Only you can love with infinite love. And you direct that infinite love, which is proper of yours, towards me. You love me with your divine love, because that's the only way you can love, because you are divine. Think of this. You're loving me with your divine love. And that divine love is the Holy Spirit, which is helping me to talk to you right now. The Holy Spirit I'm keeping here in my chest. It's not the love as a feeling, but love as a person. That person that you have placed in my soul, in baptism first, and with every sacrament. And when I go to Mass and receive communion, that divine love will remain in me with greater intensity. Stay with me, Lord, my Lord. Stay with me. Don't go away from me, because it's getting dark. And the day is beginning to take end. Limitless love for me, for all of us. I don't want to leave that school. I want to continue learning from you. And you demand from me, in response, a response of love. This is what you want. What am I doing? Lord, help me to be identified with you on the cross, to stay with you, to find you on the cross. The cross of detachment. The cross of imitating your virtues. Obedience, humility. Of getting rid of anything that separates me from you. Aparta de mi, Señor, lo que me aparte de ti. Take away from me, Lord, whatever separates me from you. Really, I want it. At the same time, thank you, Lord. Increase in me that desire to make up for my past infidelities, my past lack of correspondence, of thinking too much of myself, to have my own personal goals independent from you, from your plans. That I may want what you want, Lord. That I may want because you want it. That I may want because until you want it. that I may have this identification with you and find you in every sacrament, especially in the Eucharist. No, I don't complain, Lord, because the load you have put on me is not like the load that men put on other men, which oppresses them, which overwhelms them. No, your burden, your cross is light, is sweet, because it's not I who am carrying the burden, but you are carrying it with me. You have gone ahead of me. I am just following in the footsteps, in your footsteps. It has no weight, because when I carry it with you, I have wings. I have a help of you. It's the wings of grace. I need to have these wings, Lord, of your love. Deliver me from all human attachment, that I may have no other attachment to love you. I don't want to abandon you. You talk about burden, about the yoke of the oxen carry on the head to pull the cart. But you say that is light, that is soft. Lord, that I may always look for you, that I may always find you, that I may always dealing with you, talking to you. Lord, that I may always loving you more and more all the days of your life. Lord, that I may never hear your name, Jesus, without a great emotion, a great love. Don't be afraid of loving him, not only intellectually, but emotionally, of being attached to him, of calling him by his name, Jesus, Jesus. Be for me always Jesus. Imitate and accompany Our Lady to give consolation to our Lord Jesus Christ. She's here with us at the foot of the cross. Look at her. Look at her face, her beautiful face. She's suffering. She's weeping, but she's hiding her tears because she knows that that suffering has a meaning, has a purpose. Of course, it's our sins that brought him to the cross. But now he has taken all our sins on his shoulder. And our mother is also teaching there. She's teaching us to remain there with her son Jesus at the foot of the cross, always, all the days of our life.